In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. And just to get an idea of how big this is, we only celebrate the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ and that of the Blessed Virgin Mary on our liturgical calendar, and then St. John the Baptist. So he's in very good company. Now, I'm just going to say a few words about St. John the Baptist, and then the life of this being the fortnight for freedom, some words from our bishop. Now, St. John the Baptist, there are three virtues that he practiced to a very deep degree. He had a deep faith, profound humility, and a fearless courage. A deep faith. He recognized who Jesus Christ was, that he is Lord and Savior, and he recognized what man is, that we are sinners in need of a Redeemer. So when Christ enters the scene, he points him out, there is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So he believed it his whole being, his whole life. Then he had a profound humility. His main message in the scriptures that we need to practice every day, I must decrease, and he, Christ, must increase. I must decrease, he must increase. And third, fearless courage. He preached a message of repentance to people who didn't like to hear it. You know, if we get comfortable in a certain position, someone says, hey, you're not acting right, you're not acting according to God's commandments or ordinances, and you got to move. That's a very difficult thing to do. And he preached it fearlessly to the point where he was beheaded, and he pointed out to Herod his error. So that's something we can pray for, faith, humility, and a fearless courage. Now, our bishop, Bishop David Molloy, and many bishops across the United States have started this fortnight for freedom, where they ask us, starting yesterday and through July 4th, to pray extra hard for religious liberties to be restored in our country. So I'm going to share most of his words and just maybe a couple little interjections here or there. So this is from Bishop Molloy. This year, July 4th comes with a dark cloud over our religious liberty. As we enter into the warmth and the sun of the summer season, we look forward to the 4th of July. That's sort of the high point of this time of year. Independence Day is also a moment each year when we renew our appreciation of our beloved country and for the rights and the freedoms that we enjoy as citizens. This year, however, there is a cloud hanging over our celebration. It hangs over us as American citizens, as people of faith, and as Catholics. That cloud comes from the fact that our freedom is suddenly and seriously in danger. The recent enacted health care law allows the federal administration to interpret the law through rules and regulations to have the force of law. And in February, the current administration published finalized rules mandating that all religious employers provide insurance coverage for medications and procedures forbidden by our Catholic teaching. In effect, the rules forces Catholics to violate our conscience by paying for contraception and sterilization coverage beginning in August of 2013. This coverage also includes drugs that can induce abortion. Despite numerous efforts by our Catholic bishops to reach out to the administration, including our personal contact between Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York and the President, the government has offered no means of respecting our conscience. Now you see what we've been doing here at the parish for the last several months. We've been putting bulletin inserts to alert us to the different facts, things are happening, our religious freedoms are being eroded. We put handouts in the very vestibule. The recent one is in the bulletin this weekend, just about religious liberties being taken away. This is from Life Site News, June 20th, 2012, that Admiral Mike Mullen, the former chairman of the Chief Joint Staff, they had a military briefing, and there was a military chaplain there. And the military chaplain just brought up this question, and this is something I'm really concerned with, because I have a classmate, probably full-time, who's a military chaplain over in England, and other friends that I know from seminary. And so the chaplain says something logical. Well, he said, Admiral, well, what if people like myself hold the biblical views that homosexuality is a sin, would we still be protected when we express those views? And this is what the Joint Chief of Staff said to him. Chaplain, if you can't get in line with our policy, resign your commission. You can read it. Think about that. You're a priest, you're a chaplain, and you're just reading the scriptures, preaching that, resign. if you don't get with the program. It means conform yourselves to the line. Just real briefly, another side note. In the Old Testament, this comes up quite often. When the people of Israel were exiled, when the people of God were cast out of the land, what the enemy strove to do was to strip them of their identity, that they could no longer follow their different religious regulations and things and followings, to strip them of their identity. And that's what the current administration is striving to do. Back to our bishop. What has been included is a very narrow religious exemption by which the government decides and defines who is and who is not religious, and thereby grants the exemption. A religious entity that serves people of faiths other than its own is not religious enough to qualify for the government's religious exemption. I've heard a bishop talking. He's saying, like, if you have a food kitchen, when people come in line there, a Catholic food kitchen, instead of asking, are you hungry, do you need food, you first have to ask, are you Catholic? Because we can't serve non-Catholics. I heard Father Joseph Mary, he's a priest with EWTN, and he says it's very difficult for them because he said they have a number of employees there. They're not Catholic. It's a Catholic television station, non-for-profit. So a lot of difficult situations come up for us. Now, this is where a bishop says then, the danger to our freedom as a result of this governmental action is clear. He gives three quick points. First, despite the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States that declares, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, we are confronted with our government prohibiting our exercise of faith. Second, the government is now attempting to take to itself the power to decide and to define who or what is religious, and therefore who is not. Third, as serious as this threat is, if it were allowed to stand, what further limitations on our freedom to practice our faith would be next. I was talking to another priest. He fears what could happen down the line if same-sex unions gets approved federally and across the whole country. The priests could find themselves in a position to say, hey, that's totally against the scripture, or it's against God's will, it's against our faith, that I can't witness a marriage like that, that the priest then could be arrested for discrimination and hate crimes and things like that. The bishop goes on, there are practical and immediate consequences for people of faith when our God-given freedom is not respected. In recent years, in order not to violate our beliefs, Catholic charities in several dioceses, including our own, have had to abandon services that we have traditionally offered. In effect, the attack on religious freedom has the consequences of limiting or eliminating our Catholic ability to help the needy and to provide foster child a home with both a mother and father, essential parts of the practice of our faith. What's being done in response? He says, several weeks ago, 43 Catholic entities, including many dioceses and Notre Dame University, filed suit against the government to block these new rules. In addition, the bishops of the United States have asked the church, that's all of us, to celebrate from June 21st through July 4th what is being called the Fortnight for Freedom. As you have seen in the Observer, the Diocesan newspaper, the Diocesan website, and various activities are planned to educate, highlight, and mobilize the faithful to show our concern. So the first thing he said we should do is pray. This is a spiritual battle. Satan hates the church. All seven sacraments, everything we need for salvation is contained within the church. So Satan hates the church. It's a spiritual battle. But first, he says we have to pray. Second, he says be informed. So Father Barry and I have been trying to do that here at the parish for the last several months. And something we're going to pass out next weekend are these Illinois Catholic Advocacy Network and the Catholic Conference of Illinois, where you can put information on here, your email, and they'll send you regular updates to be informed. Also, too, the bishop says it's very important to be visible. So over the last, 2 weeks, I think we've given out 200 or 300 of these magnets. Religious liberty, live it, protect it. I put out more in the best of it. So if you want one of these for your car, you can use it. You can take one of these. And then the bishop goes on. The prayers at the intercession, so you're going to notice the prayers at the intercession will be praying for this. And then there's a novena for 9 days, starting this Monday, going to July 4th. It's in the bulletin of this weekend, so we ask you to take that. And then the bishop concludes. One of the popular songs of the 4th of July is from Lee Greenwood's God Bless USA. In the midst of that song is the familiar line, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'll be free. part of our treasured freedom is that of practicing our religion. Now is a moment for us to stand up as believers and as Americans and claim once more the right to the free practice of our faith that is given to us by God, who is eternal and not merely granted by governments that come and go. For those who have the grace, the privilege to see the movie For Greater Glory, you saw what President Calles of Mexico did in the 1920s, how he kept stepping up the pressure more and more and more, to the point where many priests were martyred. So as Father Hardin, a friend of mine who's now a venerable servant of God, he said, we all have to pray to have the courage of the martyrs, like a St. John the Baptist, to live our faith and to voice it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.